February the 1st. Good and upright. Psalm 25, verse 6 through 11. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me. For you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Significance: the Lord Jesus Christ is righteous, and he lovingly leads sinners and all who are humble in his righteousness. Dear Father, I am wholeheartedly grateful that you and Jesus are totally good. I delight in what King David says about you in Psalm 34, verse 8, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him." I am also strengthened by the Apostle Peter's statement in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, that Christ is good and that his followers should grow up in his goodness. Like newborn babes, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. I rejoice that Scripture and all of creation testify to the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am in awe that, at the same time the Lord is all good, he is also all upright, righteous, honest, and just. I praise Christ that he ultimately fulfills verse 12 to 15 in King David's wonderful Psalm 92. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." I pray that you will help me and my family members to know all we possibly can of the incomparable, good, and upright one, and humbly live in all his righteous ways. Please forgive all our iniquity and answer these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. February the 2nd, the stronghold of my